we go back into our routine. Welsh guards, four more Skyhawks. I again hear gunfire from their end as they talk to me. Heading towards you. Air raid red, this from me. Here we go again, I think. Gut knotting as the shed empties and Adam and I get back under our table. We both reach for our packets of Rolos, ready to resume our time and fear-deadening debate. A fellow soldier reading this passage tells me I'm perhaps using overly harsh language about the Brigadier. My chum's natural good manners and dislike of criticising fellow soldiers instinctively kicks in. Let the reader draw their own conclusions, he advises. No, I want you to know exactly how I felt then and still feel now, shocked at what I have learnt today in my researches, all those brave dead young faces suddenly clamouring to be heard. I tell my wife what I've just written. It's enough to make you weep, she says. At her words, a great sob rips through me from I know not where. A rent in the damn wall I started building in Belfast and was busily reinforcing as Mike died and the jets screamed overhead. A wall I have been cementing up ever since. This war is obviously closer to the surface than I care to acknowledge. I never eat another Rolo, ever. I can hardly bear to look at them. If I smelt one, I'd probably gag. That said, I still have that unopened Fitzroy packet in my sock drawer. Just to remind me.